Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Catherine, a novel by Anya Seton. Performed by Lorna Bennett.
Author's note. In telling this story of Catherine Swynford and John of Gaunt, the great Duke of Lancaster, it has throughout been my anxious endeavour to use nothing but historical fact when these facts are known. And a great deal is known about the 14th century in England. Since I have based my story on history, I have tried never to distort time or place or character to suit my convenience. For those few who are interested in sources, I append my main ones below, while for those who may wish to know something of the book's background and the writing of it, here are some brief notes. My interest in Catherine began one day nearly 5 years ago when I read mention of her in Marchette Shute's charming biography, Geoffrey Chaucer of England, New York, 1947. I subsequently came to know Miss Shute and am extremely grateful for her encouragement. I then began my research on the 14th century, preparatory to the necessary trip to England for more intensive delving and a view of the places associated with Catherine. 4 years of my life have been spent in England. My father was English-born, and I have always dearly loved the country. But this special research trip in 1952 was particularly delightful, for it combined the beauties of an English spring with the zest of a treasure hunt. I visited each of the counties. I studied the remains of John of Gaunt's numerous castles and searched ever in the British Museum, in town libraries and archives, in rectory studies, in local legend, for more data on Catherine's life. Of her, little was known, except when her life touched the Duke's, and there are few details of that. The Dictionary of National Biography's sketch is inadequate. The contemporary chroniclers were mostly hostile, except Froissart. And in the great historians, Catherine apparently excited scant interest, perhaps because they gave little space to the women of the period anyway. And yet, Catherine was extremely important to English history. When on the English tour I visited Lincolnshire, I was rewarded with new light. And here I must express my fervent thanks to J.W.F. Hill, Esquire, for his cordial help and for his scholarly, comprehensive book, Medieval Lincoln, Cambridge, England, 1948. I wish also to thank all the kind people in Lincoln who interested themselves in my project, and especially the owners and the occupants of Kettlethorpe Hall, where I spent charmed days in Catherine's own home, trying to reconstruct the past. Though but a portion of the gatehouse and cellars remains from Catherine's time, the rectory contained one of those invaluable local brochures that are compiled by learned clerical gentlemen, The Manor and Rectory of Kettlethorpe by R.E.G. Cole, M.A., Prebendary of Lincoln, had a wealth of new information on the early Swynfords and on Hugh and Catherine, and dates, such as the one I have used for Hugh's death, which differ from the accepted ones, but seem incontrovertibly documented. The death date for Hugh suggested the explanation I have used for his mysterious end. The names of the major characters in this book will be familiar to students of English history, but I have also tried whenever possible to use actual people for the minor ones. John of Gaunt's own registers were invaluable in this respect. For instance, Brother William Appleton's official capacity and eventual fate were as I have shown them. Hawise Maudlin was Catherine's waiting woman, Arnold was the Duke's falconer, Walter Dis his confessor, and Isolde Newman his nurse. I have given him no retainers, officers, or vassals who are not listed in the registers. To the development and motivations of the story, it has sometimes, of course, been necessary to bring my own interpretations, but I trust they are legitimate and backed by probability. John of Gaunt has been much vilified by historians who have too slavishly followed the hostile chroniclers particularly the monk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?